Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode-starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
In the world of true crime, few cases captivate the public's imagination like those that remain unsolved. Among these are the mysterious deaths of Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory, two American men who tragically died under suspicious circumstances while living in the Caribbean paradise of Anguilla. This week, we dive into the lives of Casey and Caleb, the events leading up to their untimely deaths, and the ongoing quest for justice that continues to baffle investigators and loved ones alike. Hello, and welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps show. I'm your host, Larry Lease. And like we've said, we're going to dive into the mysterious deaths of Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory. But before we do that, hit that subscribe button, hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, you can find this episode and past episodes on all your favorite podcast platforms. And hey, check us out on Good Pods or Spotify and leave us a review. And with that, we dive into today's episode. Understanding the lives of Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory is crucial to grasping the full impact of their tragic deaths. Both men were more than just victims. They were beloved individuals with rich histories, deep personal connections, and passions that define their lives. So we're going to start with Casey McPherson Pomeroy. Casey was born and raised in Texas, a state known for its vibrant culture and strong community values. Growing up, Casey exhibited a keen interest in nature and science, often spending his free time exploring the outdoors and studying wildlife. His fascination with marine life was evident from a young age, leading him to pursue studies in marine biology. Casey's academic journey took him through various educational institutions where he honed his knowledge of marine ecosystems. His passion for the ocean was not just academic, it was deeply personal. He spent countless hours diving, studying marine life, and advocating for ocean conservation. His commitment to protecting marine environments was reflected in his professional and personal endeavors. In search of a life that combined his love for the ocean with a slower pace, Casey relocated to Anguilla, a picturesque island in the Caribbean known for its crystal clear waters and vibrant marine biodiversity. He found work as a dive instructor, a role that allowed him to share his passion with tourists and locals alike. Casey's infectious enthusiasm and deep knowledge of marine life made him a favorite among students. Casey was married to Barbara McPherson Pomeroy, and together they had a young daughter. His family was the center of his world, and he cherished the time spent with them. Casey was also an active member of the Anguillan community, participating in local events and fostering strong relationships with neighbors and colleagues. His dedication to his family and community left a lasting impression of those on those who knew him. And now we're going to take a look at Caleb Guillory. Caleb hailed from Louisiana, a state rich in cultural heritage and musical tradition. From an early age, Caleb showed a remarkable talent for music, particularly the guitar. His love for music was more than just a hobby. It was a core part of his identity. Caleb played in various local bands, performing at community events and local venues, where his talent and charisma endeared him to many. Like Casey, Caleb had an adventurous spirit. He loved exploring new places and experiencing different cultures. This sense of adventure led him to Anguilla, where he hoped to find new opportunities and a fresh start. His move to the island was driven by a desire for a change of pace and the chance to immerse himself in a new environment. He quickly adapted to life in Anguilla, where his easygoing nature and musical talents made him a beloved figure. He often performed at local bars and events, bringing joy to those around him. Caleb's ability to connect with people through music helped him build a strong network of friends and acquaintances on the island. Casey and Caleb's friendship was deep and endearing. They bonded over their shared love for adventure and ocean, often spending their free time exploring Anguilla's beautiful marine environments. Their camaraderie extended beyond recreational activities. They supported each other through life's ups and downs, becoming like brothers. Both Casey and Caleb were known for their generosity and willingness to help others. They volunteered for local initiatives, participated in community cleanups, and were always ready to lend a hand to those in need. Their contributions to the community went beyond their professional and personal lives, embodying a spirit of kindness and altruism. And then, the night Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory lost their lives is shrouded in mystery and speculation. To understand the complex circumstances surrounding their deaths, it's crucial to examine the timeline of events, the immediate reactions, and the later investigation. On the evening of December 30th, 2018, Casey and Caleb had planned a typical night out in Anguilla. Known for its vibrant nightlife and close-knit expatriate community, the island offered a variety of social activities. That night, the two friends decided to visit a popular local bar where they often met with other expatriates and locals to relax and enjoy the evening. Witnesses reported that Casey and Caleb were in high spirits at the bar, enjoying drinks and conversations with friends. Both men were well-liked in the community, and their presence at social gatherings was always welcomed. Throughout the evening, they mingled with other patrons, sharing stories and laughter. There were no signs of distress or unusual behavior that might have foreshadowed the tragic events to come. As the night progressed, Casey and Caleb decided to head back to Casey's residence, located in a quiet part of the island. The house was a place where the two friends often spent time together. They were seen leaving the bar together, appearing to be in good spirits. What happened after they arrived at Casey's home remains one of the central mysteries of the case. According to Barbara, Casey's wife, she was home that night but had gone to bed earlier, leaving Casey and Caleb to continue their evening. At some point during the night, Barbara was awakened by unusual sounds coming from another part of the house. Concerned, Barbara went to investigate and was met with a horrifying scene. She found both Casey and Caleb unresponsive, showing signs of severe distress. Panicking, she immediately called for help, alerting both local authorities and medical services. Despite their quick response, it was too late. Both men were pronounced dead at the scene. The arrival of emergency responders marked the beginning of an intensive but ultimately inconclusive investigation. Paramedics attempted resuscitation but were unsuccessful. The bodies of Casey and Caleb were transported to the local morgue for autopsies, and the house was secured as a potential crime scene. Local police initiated an investigation, interviewing Barbara and other witnesses who had seen the men that night. The initial lack of visible injuries led to various hypotheses, ranging from accidental poisoning to foul play. Investigators searched the house for any clues that could explain the sudden and simultaneous deaths of the two healthy young men. The autopsy revealed that both Casey and Caleb had died from acute pulmonary edema, a condition characterized by the accumulation of fluid in the lungs. This finding was consistent with poisoning, leading to further toxicological analysis. The toxicology reports indicated the presence of bromodolone, a potent rodenticide, in their systems at lethal levels. The discovery of this raised more questions than it answered. How did the substance enter the bodies? Was it ingested accidentally, or was it administered with malicious intent? The lack of clear answers led to widespread speculation and numerous theories about the events of that night. So we're going to take a look at those theories and speculations. Starting off with, of course, an accidental poisoning. One theory posits that Casey and Caleb may have accidentally ingested the poison, perhaps mistaking it for a recreational drug or consuming food or drink that had been contaminated. This hypothesis is supported by the fact that neither men had a history of substance abuse, making intentional ingestion unlikely. And of course, so far you can't rule out foul play. Another theory suggests that the men were victims of foul play. Given the potency of the drug and the simultaneous nature of their deaths, some believe that someone with access to the poison could have deliberately targeted them. This theory is bolstered by the fact that both men had no known enemies, making the motive behind such an act a matter of intense scrutiny. Other speculations include the possibility of a botched robbery, a personal vendetta, or even a targeted attack related to Casey and Caleb's involvement in the local community. Each of these theories presents its own set of challenges and unanswered questions, contributing to the overall complexity of the case. And now we're going to take a look at the impact that it had on the community. The deaths of Casey and Caleb sent shockwaves through the small community of Anguilla. Both men were well known and well loved, and their sudden loss left a profound sense of grief and disbelief. Memorial services were held in their honor, with friends and family gathering to remember their vibrant lives and mourn their tragic passing. In the wake of the tragedy, there were immediately calls for justice. Friends, family members, and community leaders urged local authorities to conduct a thorough investigation and uncover the truth behind the deaths. The sense of urgency was palpable, driven by the fear that without clear answers, justice might remain elusive. So we're going to take a look at the investigation into the deaths of Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory. And it had been fraught with complexities, from jurisdictional challenges to forensic obstacles. As new information slowly emerged, the efforts to uncover the truth have taken on an intricate and often frustrating path. When local authorities arrived at Casey's residence, the immediate priority was to secure the scene and gather any potential evidence. Crime scene investigators meticulously searched the house for signs of forced entry, struggle, or any obvious clues that could indicate what had happened. They collected samples of food, drinks, and any substance found on the premises for further analysis. Investigators conducted interviews with key witnesses, including Barbara, neighbors, and individuals who had seen the two at the bar that night. These interviews aimed at reconstruct the timeline of events and identify any unusual behavior or interactions that could possibly provide leads. Witnesses were also asked about Casey and Caleb's routines, relationships, and any potential threats they might have faced. Given the autopsy results pointing to poisoning, forensic experts were called in to perform detailed toxicology tests. The presence of the drug in the victim's systems prompted a thorough examination of all possible sources of exposure. Investigators sought to determine whether the poison had been ingested orally, inhaled, or absorbed through the skin, which required extensive laboratory testing. And then we're going to take a look at the international assistance, which saw two countries having to get involved because of the status of the two as Americans, but while also being Anguilla, which was a British territory. So first, we're going to take a look at the American involvement. Recognizing the limitations of local resources, the families of Casey and Caleb sought help from the U.S. government. This led to collaboration between the Anguilla authorities and American law enforcement agencies, including the FBI. The U.S. provided expertise in forensic analysis and investigative techniques aiming to support their local investigation with advanced resources and technology. With the British oversight, as a British overseas territory, Anguilla's legal law enforcement systems are subject to oversight from the UK. British authorities also took an interest in the case, offering additional support and ensuring that the investigation adhered to international standards. This involvement aimed to enhance the credibility and thoroughness of the investigative process. in with no no results on the investigation up to this point, the family started hiring private investigators. Frustrated by the pace and perceived shortcomings of the official investigation, the families of Casey and Caleb hired private investigators. These investigators conducted independent inquiries, which included re-interviewing witnesses, scrutinizing the official reports, and exploring alternative theories. The families believed that an independent perspective might uncover overlooked details or new leads. Private investigators faced numerous challenges, including limited access to official evidence and the reluctance of some witnesses to speak freely. Despite these obstacles, they gathered information that sometimes contradicted the official narrative, raising questions about the thoroughness and accuracy of the initial investigation. These findings were shared with the local authorities and the media to apply additional pressure for a more comprehensive inquiry. One of the significant challenges in the investigation has been navigating the jurisdictional maze. Anguilla's legal system operates independently, but the involvement of U.S. and British citizens necessitated coordination between multiple legal frameworks. This often resulted in bureaucratic delays and complications in evidence sharing and procedural alignments. Anguilla's limited forensic and investigative resources have been a persistent issue. The island's facilities were not equipped to handle a complex poisoning case, requiring reliance on external laboratories for toxicology reports. This dependency on outside resources caused delays in obtaining critical test results and hindered the investigative timeline. And now we're going to take a look at how the community and media got involved. The Anguilla community, along with international supporters, played a crucial role in keeping the case in the public eye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Vigils, protests, and social media campaigns were organized to demand justice for the two. This public pressure was essential in ensuring that the investigation remained a priority for local authorities. While media coverage helped raise awareness, it also introduced challenges. The intense scrutiny sometimes led to the dissemination of speculative or incorrect information. Complicating the investigation, however, responsible journalism provided a platform for the families to voice their concerns and for investigators to communicate updates to the public. And before we continue this story, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Good Ranchers. Attention, true crime fans. Do you love a good mystery and crave a thrilling tale? While you're delving into the latest unsolved mysteries and edge-of-your-seat crime dramas, why not pair that intrigue with a meal that's equally exciting? That's right, I'm talking about Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers isn't just about meat. It's about premium American-raised beef and chicken that's as top-notch as your favorite true crime podcast. Imagine biting into a juicy steak or savoring tender chicken, knowing that every bite is sourced from local farms, ethically raised, and free from any mystery ingredients. Why settle for anything less when you can have the best? Good Ranchers delivers high-quality meat straight to your door, making sure that your dinner plans are as foolproof as well as a well-crafted alibi. And here's the kicker. If you use the link in the description, you can get it 10% off your first order. That's right. Unravel the mystery of a perfect meal with Good Ranchers and save while you're at it. So as you dive deep in your next true crime binge, make sure your meals are just as gripping. Use the link in the description today and taste the difference that quality makes. Trust me, the decision that won't leave you hanging. Good Ranchers, quality you can trust, just like your favorite true crime stories. And now let's get back to today's episode. So we're going to take a deeper look at some of the potential leads and theories that were addressed through this private investigation. Ongoing efforts to re-examine the collected evidence have been a critical part of the investigation. Forensic experts revisited the initial toxicology reports, looking for any anomalies or additional substances that might have been missed. Advanced forensic techniques, including DNA analysis and chemical profiling, were employed to uncover new clues. Investigators have also delved deep into possible motives behind the deaths. This includes exploring Casey's and Caleb's personal and professional relationships, financial transactions, and any potential threats that they might have faced. Understanding their interactions and engagements in the days leading up to their death provided valuable context for identifying possible suspects. The investigation into the deaths of Casey McPherson Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory has encountered numerous obstacles that have complicated efforts to uncover the truth. Beyond the basic hurdles of limited resources and jurisdictional complexities, a deeper look reveals several specific challenges that have hindered the progress of the investigation. Starting off with evidence handling and preservation. One of the critical issues faced early in the investigation was the handling of the crime scene. Given the initial shock and confusion, there were concerns about whether the scene was adequately secured and preserved. Proper crime scene management is crucial for maintaining the integrity of evidence, and any missteps in the early stage can significantly affect the outcome of an investigation. And then there was a forensic limitation as well. The limited forensic capabilities on Anguilla posed a significant challenge. The island lacks the sophisticated forensic laboratories and equipment found in larger jurisdictions. This necessitated sending critical evidence, such as toxicology samples and potential environmental contaminants, to external labs, causing delays and raising concerns about the chain of custody and potential contamination. And they also faced witness cooperation and reliability. Right off the bat, there was a reluctance to speak. Witnesses, including friends and acquaintances who had interacted with Casey and Caleb on the night of their deaths, were initially reluctant to come forward. Fear of retribution, distrust of authorities, and the small, close-knit nature of the island community contributed to this reluctance. Ensuring the safety and anonymity of witnesses has been a significant challenge, impacting the collection of crucial testimonies. Among the witnesses who did come forward, there were inconsistencies in their statements. These discrepancies complicated the reconstruction of the events leading up to the deaths. Investigators had to spend considerable time cross-referencing and verifying accounts, which slowed down the process and sometimes led to dead ends. And then, of course, you had the issue with interagency coordination. Coordination between various agencies involved in the investigation has been less than seamless. Collaboration between the island authorities, U.S. federal agencies, and British oversight has often been fragmented. Each agency operates under different protocols and jurisdictions, leading to inefficiencies and communication breakdowns. The sharing of information between these agencies has also been problematic. Differences in legal standards, privacy laws, and procedural protocols have sometimes prevented the timely exchange of crucial information. This has resulted in delays and gaps of the investigation, making it harder to form a comprehensive understanding of the case. And they've also had to deal with culture and societal factors. The investigation has also had to navigate the cultural sensitivities inherent in a small island community. The close-knit society of this.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tropical island means that everyone is interconnected, and this can influence the willingness of individuals to cooperate with foreign investigators. Respecting local customs and norms while conducting a rigorous investigation has been a delicate balance to maintain. There is a varying degree of trust in law enforcement within the community. Historical issues of transparency and efficacy in local policing have led to skepticism about the investigation's integrity. Building and maintaining public trust has been essential, but challenging, requiring consistent communication and transparency from the authorities. And when it comes to technology and logistics, they've struggled as well. The technological constraints of Anguillan law enforcement have also posed significant challenges. Outdated equipment and a lack of access to advanced forensic technologies limited the scope of the investigation. This has necessitated reliance on external assistance, which is not always readily available or timely. And of course, the logistics of managing an international investigation from a small island are inherently complex. Transporting evidence, coordinating with international experts, and managing communication across different time zones and legal systems have all been logistical hurdles that have slowed progress. Investigations of this nature are costly, requiring substantial financial resources to cover forensic testing, expert consultations, and extensive fieldwork. The island's limited budget for law enforcement and judicial processes has strained the resources available for this case. This strain has sometimes led to prioritizing certain investigative avenues over others, potentially leaving some aspects underexplored. Securing external funding and support has been essential, but not always straightforward. While international agencies and private investigators have provided assistance, ensuring sustained funding for a prolonged investigation has been an ongoing challenge. The need for ongoing financial support to maintain the investigative momentum remains critical. And like we mentioned, the role of media in this case has been extreme. Media has played a significant role in the unfolding investigation of Casey Pomeroy and Caleb Guillory's mysterious deaths. This involvement has had both positive and negative impacts, influencing public perception, investigative progress, and the overall quest for justice. From the moment the news broke about the deaths of the two men, media outlets quickly picked up the story, highlighting the tragedy and the mysterious circumstances surrounding it. The initial coverage helped draw attention to the case, not only locally in Anguilla, but also international, given the American nationality of the victims. The continuous media coverage has ensured that the case remains in the public eye. News articles, television reports, and online blogs have regularly updated audiences on the progress of investigation. This sustained attention has been crucial in keeping pressure on the authorities to prioritize the case and pursue every lead. True crime podcasts like this one and others, YouTube channels, and investigative journalism platforms have all dived deep into the case, providing detailed analysis and theories. These platforms have dedicated episodes and series to examining the various aspects of the investigation, drawing in a dedicated audience of true crime enthusiasts who actively discuss and speculate about the case. The media has even provided a vital platform for the families of Casey and Caleb to voice their frustrations, demands, and hopes. Interviews with family members have been broadcast on major networks, allowing them to share personal stories and plea for justice. This exposure has humanizing the victims, turning them from mere names in a news report to beloved individuals with grieving families. By giving the families a voice, the media has always highlighted inconsistencies and delays in the investigation. Journalists have reported on perceived shortcomings and missteps by the authorities, prompting further scrutiny and sometimes leading to renewed investigative efforts. This watchdog role in the media has been essential in pushing for accountability and transparency. Given the complexities and durations of the investigation, employing cold case strategies has become essential. These strategies include forming a specialized task force, consulting with cold case experts, and utilizing comprehensive databases to cross-reference evidence and witness testimonies from other jurisdictions. This systematic approach helps to identify patterns and connections that might have been overlooked. Family's decision to hire private investigators has added a valuable dimension to the investigative efforts. These investigators, often former law enforcement professionals, bring fresh perspectives and additional resources. Collaborative efforts between private investigators and official agencies can ensure that all possible angles are explored thoroughly. But we have some potential breakthroughs. One of the most promising avenues for breakthroughs lies in new witness testimonies. As the case remains in the public eye, individuals who were previously hesitant may come forward with crucial information. Witness protection programs and anonymous tip lines are being enhanced to encourage more people to share what they know without fear of retribution. Investigators are delving deep into the personal and professional lives of Casey and Caleb, looking for any overlooked motives. This includes re-examining their interactions, financial records, and any potential conflicts they may have had. Understanding the broader context of their relationships and activities could reveal hidden motives and lead to new suspects. Emerging technologies in the field of forensic science, such as environmental DNA analysis and enhanced chemical profiling, are being considered. These technologies can provide more precise identification of substances and trace elements, potentially leading to new insights into the circumstances of their deaths. And we're seeing a continued advocacy from the family and community. The families of Casey and Caleb continue to be at the forefront of advocacy efforts. They organize events, engage with the media, and work closely with legal experts to maintain public interest in the case. Their persistent effort ensures that these investigation does not lose momentum and that the pursuit of justice remains a priority. Advocacy has also extended to seeking legislative support for better resources and protocols in handling similar cases. The families and their supporters are lobbying for laws that ensure adequate funding for international investigations, improved forensic capabilities, and more robust support systems for families of victims. Ongoing public awareness campaigns are crucial for sustaining interest in the case. These campaigns utilize social media, public service announcements, and partnerships with nonprofit organizations to keep the story alive. By educating the public about the importance of justice and transparency, these campaigns help to build a broader base of support. Joining global forensic networks can provide access to a wider range of expertise and technological resources. These networks bring together forensic scientists, criminologists, and law enforcement professionals from around the world to collaborate on complex cases. Participation in these networks can enhance the investigation by incorporating diverse perspectives and cutting-edge technology. With that, we wrap up this story. And give us your thoughts or theories in the comment section below. Of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And make sure you're subscribed. And if you really want to support us, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will catch you next time on the True Crime Never Sleeps show.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.